So we're getting a little bit closer to the end of the 12th Perek in the Chovitz Talmidim, second to last Perek. We're on page Kuf Chof Beis in the old printing, the new paragraph of Kadvarim Ha'ele. In the old print, in the newer printing, which you have, it's on page Kuf Dalid. We were just speaking to us, the Rebbe was just speaking to us about how if a person has a feeling towards Avodas Hashem, if already his neshama, his nitzutz is already shining, that itself is a person's reward, a person's feeling accomplished and feeling good about himself. And it's not that we think that don't understand who you are. Sometimes people say, "Well, you read me wrong because that's not me at all." But we recognize very well what a person's like. Just like a father, he says, just like a father when he sees in his children the good in a child, even though it's barely there, but it is. It's somewhere hidden, and the father's able to kind of feel that and sense all of the koichas that a son has. So to also, what we're seeing in you is what's really there. It's the nefesh pnima. Even though it maybe hasn't yet expressed itself the way that we would be hopeful it would. So here we are, page Kuf Chaf Beis, I said in the old printing, Kuf Dal, the new one, Kadvar Ma'ele, he says, Hein B'Torah, Yeshnan Kol Tikvois HaToyvois Af HaGufnios. A person has all of the tikvois, anything a person could hope for. Kol HaTikvois HaToyvois, a person wants, there is in Torah, Af Hagufnius. Even a person wants to just push it, enjoy himself. Physical satisfaction and enjoyment. You have it in Torah. It's there. Avaloy bishvilon ata hoige af kosherba. That's not the reason why you are applying yourself. That's not why you are attaching yourself to Torah. It's because, because of all the physical pleasures. Even if you say, that's why I'm doing it. I want to learn Torah so I can enjoy this world. And the most enjoyable form of this world is to learn Torah. And he's saying that is the fact. The fact is that if you want to really enjoy the world, the best way to enjoy the world is through the Torah. Even just gufnius, if a person wants to have a good time in this world, it's really through Torah. That's not why he's saying, that's not what we're expecting of you. Right. That's not your motive for learning Torah. However, it's possible that even in your mind, that's really what's pushing you to do it. Mikomokom yisoid reiyos v'sikvos elu avascha v'skashus nafshecha b'Torahi. The yisoid, the foundation, what's really behind everything is the fact that you are connected to Torah. So now let me explain a little bit as follows. There was once, still is, a fellow, very chashev yid. Then he was a fellow. His name was Uri Zohar. Uri Zohar is now Harav Uri Zohar. But he wasn't always. Uri Zohar was, the way that the shprach they used was, he was like the Woody Allen of Israeli, is the Israeli silver screen or movie screen or everything. He was a writer, he was a comedian, he was an actor, he was like, he did everything. He was the most popular I know Woody Allen's before your time, but he was the most popular entertainer. He was the most popular entertainer in Israel entertainment. He had a beach house where him and his wife used to throw parties. He was the guy in Israel. And something happened in his life. You could read the book. I have the book where he met this Hasidish guy. Who had no education. Uri Allen was, Uri Zohar was very sophisticated, very intelligent, very well read, very everything. And he was talking to this Hasidish guy, and he was like talking so condescendingly, which is like, you're such, you're some sort of caveman, you don't know anything. And he started talking to him. And clearly, at because of the dynamic, felt like he won the argument, but walked back. And afterwards, he was thinking to himself about what the other person said, this Hasidish fellow, and it was gnawing at him to the point where he realized that he lost the argument. He might have done a better job because he's more polished and because, you know, and maybe he's a little bit more, he's more flamboyant and he's better at debating, but he lost the argument. And he realized that, and it threw him into a panic. Because here he is, he's got this larger-than-life lifestyle, right? The entire country knows where his Zohar. Every single person knew where his Zohar was. And he's in a panic now. What is he supposed to do with his life? And how is he supposed to give all this up? And he writes about how exactly this whole thing happened. And the end of the story is Uri Zohar today lives in a very, very small apartment. He was a wealthy man. He bought back the rights to all of his movies so that no one could use his movies anymore because he felt they were inappropriate. So he went quickly from riches to rags. He's today a person that survives on the minimal, mamish the minimal, to the point where his neighbors told me they think that he sleeps even without a bed. He, like, mamish survives on the minimal. He's a happy person. You meet him, he's happy. He's funny. He still has all of his personality. But this became his life. His life became now trying to bring people closer to Torah. That critical moment where the turning point in his life, when he's trying to figure out what to do, he's like, Hashem, you know, I'm enjoying so much what's happening in my life. You know, all the, everything is like... all the partying and all that stuff. Hashem, I want you to be able to give me that feeling in the Gemara. I want to be able to have it in Torah. Because it's hard for me to give this up. And he said, I did. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me. He answered my tefillahs. And now, I enjoy my life much more than I ever enjoyed it before. So that's a person who's telling you, look, he had everything that a person could want in this country. He was like the most... he was the most popular, and he was the most celebrated, the most famous. And he feels that his life now is enjoying more than he enjoyed it before. So even in Gufnius, even in Gashmius, it's a better world. It's a better world to live with Torah than it is without Torah. And someone that didn't have any connection to Torah, like Uri Zohar at the time, needed... for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, okay, I'm doing this because I need that enjoyment in my... I can't do it without it. That's not necessarily why we're doing it. We're here because we know we're supposed to be here. And there's no question that there are moments when it's not so enjoyable, it's not so gishmak, it's not so easy, but we're here anyway. Because our connection is not just because, hey, let's have a great time. It's because it's deeper than that. It runs deeper. And even if a person is here because he is enjoying himself, it's enjoyable. That's what he says. Even if that's true, the foundation of this is even if you're doing because you're having a good time, but the fact is the foundation is because you're connected to Torah. And I'll give you an example. I learned Hilchos Shabbos after davening in the morning, as does Rabbi Wiener with his Olam, and we both went today on a field trip with our Olam to go to the Shabbos farm with some of the Bachar. Those of you that couldn't make it, I feel bad that you weren't there with us, but we had a good time. We had a good time over there. We were, were they sheep, lamb, goats, cats, dogs, chickens, freshly hatched eggs, like all different types of good time. It was a good time. So, and a lot of us, part of why we went is because, hey, there's going to be a good time. But why are we going to a farm, the Shabbos farm, to have a good time? I mean, you want to have a good time, there's other places to have a good time, right? Why are we going to the Shabbos farm to have a good time? The reason is because we have a connection to Torah. We're looking for a geshmak in Torah. Why are we looking for that? Fine, we're looking for geshmak. Yeah, we want it to be enjoyable. But why are we looking in Torah for geshmak? Because we feel connected to Torah. Because this is where we want our geshmak to be. This is what we want to enjoy. So it all boils down to, you know, if you want to bring it down to the very beginning, begins with, I'm connected to Torah. I affiliate with Torah. And I want to develop that. So if I need to have geshmak to develop, that's all being geshmak. So shiyeh geshmak. But it all boils down to all of us are trying to enhance and to improve our connection and our relationship with Torah. Someone might say, okay, so, it's all about, having a party. So here's a party over here, and here's a party over there. So you enjoy this, I enjoy that. So what's the difference? You know, well, look, just everyone's just looking to enjoy. You know, it's all about enjoying. You know, if that's what it boils down to, so he enjoys Torah, so I enjoy, vodka. So what the difference does it make? We're all just looking to enjoy ourselves. So I want you to understand, just the foundation of this. Some people, when they see an old lady,